Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and has Wagner trapped. There's the throw to Ward, who throws to Buford, who tags Wagner for the out. Askew moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to second to catch Askew off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Moran reaches second base with a double. There goes Davalillo trying to get to home. Stevens throws the ball into Hansen, who relays the ball to Martin, who tags Davalillo, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Held reaches second base with a double. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Francona reaches second base with a double. Held scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buzzard moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Held reaches second base with a double. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Martin. Held moves to third. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Long pinch hits for John Buzzard. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Held hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Askew and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Askew and he is out, Hauser applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Donovan takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Donovan moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Hauser moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Don Buford. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield catches it and throws to second to double up Weiss. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. Hansen is walked intentionally. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilhelm hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Donovan is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Houser hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Sammon now playing right field. Max Alvis now playing third base. Woody Held now playing left field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Askew and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Weiss moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 5 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. One out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.